I have something very important to say to you today. I like to make these podcasts in relation to what I'm experiencing that week, just because it is therapeutic for me, first of all. And also, I feel that collectively, we are experiencing similar things. I have learned something very valuable this week, and I have solidified it in my life, in my consciousness, in my awareness. And although I have practiced it for a while, today it really just hit me. A few things, actually. One of them, by the way, I'm sorry. Hello, welcome back to the Advisor of Gods. It is such a privilege. It is such an honor to have you here one more time receiving this message. Thank you so much for tuning in another week. I am your host, Laura. And yeah, let's get started. The reason why what I'm about to say to you today is so important is because I realized that I have manifested the little things that I want. And now I'm kind of thinking big. I'm thinking very big. And I'm just wondering if between the now moment and the time that I have that, I have to, or I should, maintain a vibration that is to the liking of that of which I want. And so I was thinking to myself, what is the secret? What is the key of maintaining, holding that vibration, of living a life of alignment? Because yeah, okay, I set forth the intention. I know what it is that I want. I know it in detail, exactly how it is that I want it, the color, the shape, the everything. I have the trust. I have the faith. I trust I'm going to accomplish it, but what can I do in the meantime that will completely accelerate that process from now and the point of me having it? I love seeing the progression of my week and how I'll have a question, I'll have this thought, like let's say Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are about me unraveling it through my experiences, challenges. And because the entire week I'm looking to be present, I'm looking to be in awareness, I'm looking to be in observance, by the time Friday, Saturday come, boom, like something will happen and all the downloads come through. This week, as I was asking that, I was seeing through my experiences these challenges popping up, and I was observing these challenges and asking always, like, why is this happening? Where do I need to tweak? Always paying attention to the signs. And I'm grateful in that it was like sign after sign after sign. Like I dropped something, it was something very important to me, it shattered all over the floor. I was like, whoa, that doesn't happen when you're in alignment. So I pick it up and then I go do this other thing that's right after, that's not in alignment, and I'm like, whoa, what the heck is this? And then I go do something else and then that's also out of alignment. And it's just like, okay, let me sit with myself and analyze the situation. I realized what was out of alignment. I realized what I needed to do in order to get back into alignment. It was a difficult thing to face, that which I had to face. It definitely involved my throat chakra and to be fearless and stand in my truth. As soon as I do that, boom, quantum shift, I feel like a completely different person, clarity. And as I'm observing all of this, I'm just kind of like, okay, what was the essence of that? What was the lesson of all of that? And then boom, I say boom a lot, huh? Boom, all the downloads come through. And now I have this message to deliver to you. Side note, and I just want to add that just because a lot of ears, different ears are listening to this, a lot of different perspectives are listening to this. To clarify, I mentioned these things of how I'm experiencing my reality, not that I'm receiving these downloads and, you know, because I'm so special or something like that. I'm saying literally that if you live your life in awareness, in the present moment, in observer mode, not attached through emotions, constantly looking for alignment, living mindfully in awareness, you too shall ask and you shall receive. You too will ask a question and it will be delivered to you through a download or through your immediate experience. So that was a quick little side note there. So what is the key to alignment? What is the key to the trick, quote unquote trick, that will accelerate my manifestation process? If I had to put it in a sentence so that it is easy to take with you on your day to day, it would be the parent you needed as a child. If you are able to step outside your identity of Laura or whatever your name may be and look at yourself as a child that needed assistance, that needed guidance. Now, bonus, if you are able to look at yourself as a child through the perspective of your higher self, through the perspective of a being that knows that it is infinitely abundant, that knows all the answers, even if you don't immediately know that in that moment, like you don't immediately feel abundant, if you don't immediately feel like you know all the answers, if you were just to imagine that you were that parent as a higher self, as a God, looking to Laura or your identity as a child and resolve all your challenges and conflicts from that point of view, from that space, you would be able to find alignment that much faster. Think about it. A good parent doesn't just give their child everything that they want, lets their child eat all the junk food, lets their child sleep late. No. A good parent is mindful of what the child needs, more importantly, versus what the child wants. Yet, a good parent knows that what the child wants is also very important, and so finds a way to, through the best decision making, also somehow please the child or even acknowledge the child's wants. This is something that I have semi-consciously been doing, yet only have really started paying attention to it lately. And because I was semi-consciously doing it, I've realized that my previous parenting, I've had periods of parenthood where I have parented this child in a irresponsible way, in saying you can have whatever you want, whenever you want it. And because I was living by myself, it kind of worked out. It kind of worked out for me to just allow myself to have whatever it is that I wanted, whenever I wanted. Again, important to say that I allowed that to occur because I know that I know best for myself, that I can trust now. I can now trust myself to know that my desires and my intentions and my wants are pure. And I know that anything that I would want for myself is not going to harm me. Not that I was telling this child that, you know, it can have whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and would go to the fridge and eat all the junk food, because that's just not something that I would do, or it's a part of my reality. However, even though I knew that this child wasn't going to harm itself in making its own sovereign decisions, I realized later, for example, last month that I had spent with my family, that because I had allowed this child to have whatever it wanted, whenever it wanted, it didn't know how to react, or it would throw a fit when it wasn't having everything it wanted, whenever it wanted. And so last month, I realized the importance of boundaries and of discipline and of not giving the child's opinion supreme importance, that it throws a fit when someone else needs to take charge, or when someone else's attention is more important in that moment than giving the attention to them. I realized that anytime my root chakra was threatened, anytime my basic needs were threatened, my emotions would get completely out of whack. It was this whining thing, like a child throwing a tantrum. And because I had spent so much time by myself and semi-conscious and not fully conscious of this parenting that constantly should be going on between higher self and the inner child or the identity. When, for example, my root chakra was threatened, I automatically went into the whining, automatically went into the tantrum. And so I really had to sit with myself. And when it's like these unconscious, automatic responses, that's programming. And so with the programming, I always go into the subconscious. Where does this stem from? And naturally, I go inward and I look up to my parent. Notice how I'm always holding myself accountable and giving myself the responsibility of anything that's occurring to me externally. Even if, let's say, I did have a valid excuse to be upset or highly upset, I know that I'm in this situation because I'm learning something, because it is for me to observe, meaning that I have caused it, I have attracted it to my present situation. And so in this scenario where I felt like my needs and my wants were not being met and I was throwing this tantrum, this parent came through. This parent aspect of myself came through. And I remembered to speak to this child who was upset in this moment and acknowledge its wants and needs, acknowledge its feelings. And so in that moment, in this specific scenario, I was in a situation where I had expected things to go a certain way. I was so used to rolling on my own and I was with other beings and I was hungry. I had to use a restroom and things were already not turning out the way that I intended them to. And so I start throwing a fit. I start throwing a tantrum. And so this parent comes in, right? This parent comes in, this parent of my higher self, higher awareness to the rescue, trying to calm this child down, reminding this child of infinite gratitude. While the child is having a tantrum is a bit difficult, yet acknowledging their feelings is what allows a tender heart to listen. So the first thing I did was to have this conversation with myself internally, that I acknowledge how I'm feeling, I acknowledge the reason why I'm upset, but reminding myself that besides this present moment, everything's okay, everything's fine, I have everything I need, I'm not in danger. Because when the root chakra feels threatened, it feels endangered. You also have to remember your nature, the nature of your body and how you may react to things. And so I reminded this child that it was not in danger and that now I'm here, the parent is here to take care of this. And so if it will just allow me some time and space and clarity, I will take care of it. Just calm down, breathe. And so there, I was the parent that I needed as a child. However, I was reflecting on that situation, thinking to myself, why the desperation? Where did that tantrum come from? It felt so out of place in my very serene and spiritual state that I'm usually in. And I realized that it had to do with my parenting on a day-to-day with this child. And because I constantly have this attitude of, oh, you can have whatever you want, whenever it is that you want, that this child now is expecting for life to happen in that way, that it is expecting to have whatever it wants, whenever it wants, when in reality, that's just not how things work. And so in that moment, I became conscious and aware of this constant relationship that needs to go on between my higher self and my identity. It's not something that I just step in when something's occurring. No, it's a constant conversation. It's a constant relationship that I'm building with myself, that I have to be aware of how I'm allowing this child to behave. Am I establishing discipline? Am I establishing a sense of authority? There is something higher than it. it is not the Most High. When you're constantly telling yourself, I am God, you can have whatever it is that you please, you can have everything that you desire, sometimes I don't make the conscious link in my mind that I can have those things because I am non-local consciousness that is not this body. And sometimes the ego becomes attached to that identity as if it were it. The ego tends to do that a lot. The ego likes to exalt itself as well. And so it's important to make these distinctions. It's important to establish discipline with this identity. It is important to establish a sense of authority over this identity. In the case of this week, and why I was out of alignment, it was because I was holding something to myself that was very important, and it involved telling how I felt, although difficult to hear, to somebody else. And so I had been holding that and just carrying the weight of conforming to the situation, conforming to the situation occurring to me or around me, and not having the courage to set boundaries or terminate, put an end to things. And so the next day after I was dropping those things and things were out of alignment, one thing after the other, I said to myself, okay, it's time to call in the parent. It's time for the parent to put the foot down. And it's nice because, you know, this is not something that the child should do. And so to call the parent in and bring in this higher awareness and almost take a different role to allow this energy or this essence of this parent to embody you. And so you put the child aside so the child doesn't have to do the difficult task of being vulnerable. And so this was my first time consciously doing this. This was my first time consciously allowing this parent figure to take over. And because the parent knows what is best for the child, it isn't going to prioritize somebody else's feelings over the benefit of the child. And so when it comes time to say something that's difficult to say, you're not really thinking about, oh, am I going to hurt this person's feelings? I don't really know what to say and how to say it, because you are presently aware of what the child needs and you are there as the mediator to communicate the child's needs and wants in the situation. And so the conversation just goes so much more smooth and so much easier because you're not thinking about, oh, how do I say this? How is this person going to feel? What is this person going to respond to this? And so the conversation is more free flowing because you're just so focused on trying to deliver this message that this child needs to convey that has a hard time conveying it. And so, wow, life changing. Super easy. Something that I thought was going to be so difficult. The person also reacts in such a positive way because it also feels the vibration of how this is important to you. And so it understands it and has an easier time hearing it and accepting it and receiving it. And so after I had this conversation with this person, I automatically jumped into alignment. I jumped back into alignment. I felt so different. I felt like a completely different person. I felt my throat chakra was more open. I felt more energy. I felt excited. All because I acknowledged that maybe for this child, it was difficult to have this grown-up conversation. And the imagination aspect of it is really important. Of you taking this child and putting it aside and saying, don't you worry, I got this. And recognizing that sometimes we do need assistance from a higher space, and to know that we are that higher space, that we can embody that higher space, even just in the imagination, because it all begins there. Practicing it on the daily, practicing it on your day-to-day is key, because it's real. It's a real relationship that is going on between this higher consciousness and your identity, your inner child. And that's the other key that I want to emphasize, that I realized as well. Because these two roles are separate, each one deserves its own identity. Each one deserves its own space. Today I was thinking about how I've had a difficult time integrating video format into my social media accounts. And that's just because I feel that Laura is such a vast type of being that I just can't help but think how she will be perceived. And I know that that aspect of myself, which is spending so much time thinking about that, is not my inner child. It is not the identity. Little Laurita wants to express herself fully in every single way, and she wants to do all these things, and she wants to be funny, and she wants to be silly, and she wants to dance, and she wants to twerk, and she just wants to be all out there and be a little crazy. And then there's this parent aspect of myself that is trying to protect her, that is trying to protect her feelings, because there is not a wide range of representation out there of beings who are multifaceted. And then the higher aspect parent, because, you know, we could be bad parents sometimes, but the higher intelligent parent is thinking, well, if you don't see the portal, be the portal, right? This is an opportunity for Laura to represent a multifaceted being, to represent something that she doesn't see. So in the awareness, I have identified who is misconducting here, or who is out of alignment, who is, with reason, argumentatively trying to protect themselves or the other. And so now I know that it's that parent, that protective parent, that needs to step out for a second on this one, that needs to sit out on this one, and to allow Laura to fully express herself however she wishes to express herself. Because by me being that protective parent, I'm not giving her an opportunity to discover who she wants to be or who she can be. I need to allow the child to experiment herself in her expression, and to not be afraid or protectant over her sharing that expression with the world. It's like this parent is scared because her child's a little weird, and she's scared that she might get bullied or something. And that's a valid feeling. And so today I allowed myself to record a video of me dancing to some dance hall and post it on my Instagram story, which, if you follow me on Instagram for a while, you might be thinking that that's not a rare occurrence. Yet, because I spend so much time on this higher consciousness, which was why I was saying that it's important to separate these two identities and to allow both of them to be expressed daily, to have both of them be acknowledged in their full expression. Because, you know, I can sit and meditate for hours and have my mantras on and journal all day, but when did I allow Laura in her identity to be expressed during the day? So being aware of these roles that we're playing out and allowing for both of them to be expressed is very important. Not neglecting either one of them, obviously, is very important. And also being aware of the relationship between them and how they can assist each other on the day-to-day is very important to maintain alignment. And through alignment, through constant alignment, is how you shorten time between the now moment and the manifestation occurring. My advice to you, creator, is begin establishing a relationship with these aspects of yourself. Begin separating them, because that's also important. Realizing that each one needs space and time to be expressed. Be the parent you needed as a child and be aware of what that entails. That way you are free-flowing and there's a yin and yang occurring of when each identity needs to be present and where one needs help from the other. How are you parenting? How are you coaching? How are you assisting your character throughout your experience? Are you being the support that you need? Because no one else, if it's not you, no one else will do it for you. Not your actual parents, not your mommy, not your daddy, not an external entity in the sky looking down on you. It's all you, brother, sister. My manifestation is clear. My desire is clear. My goal is clear. My trust is there. My faith is there. And now I have a guidance system taking me from the now moment to the moment of the manifestation realized in complete alignment, in complete awareness, so that the time in between is that much quicker. Because I'm just now free-flowing. I have a parent who knows what it is this child needs to maintain a healthy, happy, joyful, high-frequency state. Because it is the child, because it is the ego, because it is the identity which is experiencing the day-to-day through its feelings, through its emotions, and I want it to continuously vibrate at a high attractive frequency. And also establishing discipline, establishing good parenting skills to overcome challenges, to navigate external experiences, because I can't just keep the child in the crib and not let it go out into the world and experience and learn. And so I'm going to make sure it has all the proper tools it needs to overcome any challenge it may face out there. And even then, I will still be there to hold their hand and even step in where it needs help, because I have the awareness, the ability to do so. And so, yeah, I trust that this perspective and this practice will assist greatly in how you're experiencing your reality, and that it has the ability to change your life just how it has changed mine. Thank you so much for tuning back into this frequency here with me and listening to this soul message, this infinite love that I have to give to you. As always, it's such an honor to be experiencing life in this moment here with you. And I'm just so grateful that I'm able to share my experiences and my wiseness with those who are willing to receive it. I send you the most infinite love. I trust I will catch you here soon again. Muchos besos. Mwah. Bye.